WCHL time now for trivia. You know what today is? Today is Tuesday, and that means it's time for...
some rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Tuesday.
That's right, man.
Yep.
That's right in my wheelhouse today.
Yes. Oh, and this is. This is. There's going to be a lot of people. This is a great tune that we're going to be highlighting today.
Oh, good.
And we're going to take everybody back to a number one hit 45 years ago.
Oh, that would be 1971. 1969. Yeah, there you go.
69. Were you out of high school?
No, I graduated in 67.
Whoa!
I did.
Okay, 69. What was I? I was a...
You were getting ready to graduate.
Yeah, I was a senior. Yeah.
Yeah.
The fall of my senior year.
Okay. All right.
Wow. Well,
yeah, I had been out of high school for 2 years.
Gainfully employed?
No, I was in college at the time.
Were you at Sand Hills then?
No, I was... Well, let's see. What time of the year was this song?
November.
No, I was at Appalachian State University.
Ah, you were a Mountaineer.
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Yeah, late 1969.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night. Late December 1963.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Number one hits, our category, 45 years ago on this very day. This was the number one tune in the land. Name it and the artist. I'm handing Ron the disc.
I can't wait.
Tee it up, maestro.
All right.
You still,
I love you so. Da 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 da. Wedding Bell Blues.
Wedding Bell Blues by the Fifth Dimension.
Marilyn McCoo and Florence LaRue and the Fifth Dimension.
They were.
I used to love saying those names together.
Yeah.
Marilyn McCoo and Florence LaRue.
It was the song was written by Laura Nero.
Mm-hmm.
The Fifth Dimension took it and wrote it to number one. Mm-hmm. They'd already recorded Nero's Stoned Soul Picnic, which they had a big hit.
I like that. That song was popular in the summertime of 1968.
And they later took Nero's Save the Country and turned it into a nice little hit. Right. But Wedding Bell Blues was the first single off the Age of Aquarius album, and there's not a bad song on the entire album.
Yeah, yeah, it was really good.
Great album.
Fifth Dimension had huge success.
Late 60s, early 70s. 70s, whatever they touched went to gold.
Yeah.
Wedding Bell Blues stayed at the top spot for 3 weeks before the Beatles grabbed it.
Yeah.
Come together
right now
over me.
Dun, 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 dun. Hey, great. You know, Fifth Dimension is a group that you just don't hear about anymore.
Nope. I mean, you know, they're somewhat dated in that genre, if you will. But that was some great, great music. The Age of Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In.
Yeah.
Gosh, what else was on that album that was just there wasn't a bad track.
No, I mean, it's all
there
good.
Was not a bad track, The Age of Aquarius.
Yeah, really good.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
See you manana.
Happy Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yes, sir. They're all good.